Your words affect every area of your life. They can lift you up or they can destroy you.
Pastor Joanne Ramsey of Speak the Word Ministry.
So how can you be victorious in all your circumstances? By speaking blessings over yourself and blessings over others instead of cursing those around you.
Pastor Joe is a servant of the Lord and commissioned to train soldiers of Jesus Christ on how to wield the sword of the Spirit, the Word of God.
Saints, when you believe His strength is made perfect in your weakness, suddenly the things that used to hold you back will lose their power over you.
Friend, would you like to have Pastor Joe speak in person at your church, Bible study, or conference? If so, simply contact us. Our phone number is 855-505-2297. Our email address is pastorjoe@speaktheWordMinistry.net.
Today's program is furnished by Speak the Word Ministries.
Saints, when you believe His strength is made perfect in your weakness, suddenly the things that used to hold you back will lose their power over you.
Speak the word.
It's time to speak the word with author, Bible teacher, and evangelist, Pastor Joanne Ramsey. Speak the Word Ministries is called to teach God's word and encourage the body of believers.
Speak the word.
Speak the word. God's word.
We invite you to visit us online at speakthewordministry.net. That's speakthewordministry.net. And now, here's Pastor Joe with a message titled, A Glimpse into Heaven.
Speak the word.
You know, friends, there's so much negative stuff being taught and prophesied in the world today. But I believe that the Lord will have us to focus on the things above. According to Colossians chapter 3 in the New Living Translation, it says, since you have been raised to a new life with Christ, set your sights on the realities of heaven, where Christ sits in the place of honor at God's right hand. It says in verse 2, think, and I capitalized that, think about the things of heaven and not on the things of the earth. In verse 3, it says, for you died. You and I, brothers and sisters, have died. We have died to this life, and your real life is hidden with Christ in God. In verse 4, it says, and when Christ, who is your life, is revealed to the whole world, you will share in all His glory. And I think that's really awesome. And I'm going to start today, and I'd like for you, if you have your Bibles, to open them up. And we're going to start today with the Gospel of John, chapter 14, verses 2-3. And I'm going to read this from the Voice Translation. It says that Jesus told His disciples in verse 1, don't get lost in despair. Believe in God and keep on believing in Me. In verse 2, it says, My Father's home is designed to accommodate all of you. If there were not room for everyone, I would have told you that. Jesus said, I'm going to make arrangements for your travel. And He says, I will be there. Jesus said that He's going to be there to greet us personally. Think about that. And welcome you home where we'll all be together. In the New King James says, let not your heart be troubled. In My Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. And Jesus says, I go to prepare a place for you. And then Jesus tells us in verse 18, He said, I will never, and I capitalize never, He said, I will never abandon you like orphans. He said, I will return. And friends, He is going to return. We don't know when, not even Jesus knows when He's going to come back. God said that only God knows that when Jesus is coming back. But Jesus promised, He said, I will return, He says, to be with you. Praise God. Friends, here's how He described heaven. Jesus described heaven as a house with many rooms, which implies unlimited space and permanences. In other words, with the place that Jesus has gone to prepare a place for us, is going to be a nice place, because only Jesus knows what we really like and the type of things that we're looking for. So Jesus said He's gone to prepare a place for us, and it's not going to be any unlimited space in it. It's going to be really spacious, and it's going to be something that He knows that we like. We know that God knows everything, and we know it's Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit, and they all know everything. And Jesus lives in us, and He knows what we like and what we don't like. And even though Jesus didn't give them details about heaven or its specific location, He was assuring His disciples, and of course you and me, that wherever He was, we would be there with Him. And that's really a shout in news today to know, especially with the things going on in the world today, that if you have received Christ as your Lord and Savior, and you are a believer, then when Jesus does come back, He's coming back for the ones that their names are listed in the Lamb's Book of Life. And if your name is listed in the Lamb's Book of Life, friends, you're going to get to go back with Jesus. But also, if for some reason you're not here when He comes back, maybe you've already made that transition out of your body, you know, your spirit has made that transition, because that's all it is. Our body is nothing but just a house, and our soul, and then our spirit. And so our spirit will make that transition, and it's going to go one place to the other. It's going to go into heaven, or it's going to go down below. So we want to make sure that our name's listed in the Lamb's Book of Life, so when Jesus does come back, that we're going to be able to go with Him. And like I said, I really think that is some shouting news. I'd like to also point out that all who accepted Jesus as their Lord and Savior are going to see heaven. That's what I was just saying, that you're going to be taken back with Him. And if you happen to make that transition before Jesus comes back, the Bible tells us that the dead in Christ will rise first. So actually, if you've already made that transition, when Jesus comes back, you're going to come up first. And the Bible says, and then the ones that are still living when Jesus does come back. I would also like to point out that while we're here on this earth in these earthly bodies, actually these earthly vessels, we have been given certain privileges and rights as children of God. You may not realize this, brothers and sisters, but as a spirit-filled child of God, you have been endued with power from on high. In other words, you have been filled with power. As a matter of fact, when you accepted Jesus as your Lord and Savior, you didn't get just a teaspoon of it at the time. He gave you the whole nine yards. So everything that we needed, we haven't learned how to use it all and activate all of it, but we do have it. And the way we learn to activate it is by getting into the Word of God and reading the Word, and the Holy Spirit will give us revelation of that Word, and then we'll know how to activate the power that's in us that Jesus has given us. And I also wanted to say, I know that we're all focused on heaven today, or at least I hope that the ones that are listening to this is focused on heaven. And hopefully all that are listening are truly heaven bound. But while we're on this earth, we will face trials, and we're going to face temptations and tribulations, because Jesus said that we would. But He also said He has overcome the world for us, according to John 16:33. And the Lord has equipped you with everything you need to overcome these temptations and get through the trials. You know, and that's really awesome too, to know that whatever temptation that you might be experiencing today, or whatever trial you might be going through in your life today, we have to know that Jesus has already given us everything we need to get through that and become the overcomers that this Word says we are. As a matter of fact, He tells us in 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 13, in the New King James Version, it says, "No temptation has overtaken you except such as common to man, but God is faithful, who will not allow you to be tempted beyond what you're able, but with the temptation will also make the way of escape that you may be able to bear it." You know, and Peter talks about the trials too, and he talks about your inheritance in 1 Peter chapter 1, verses 3 through 6. In verse 1 it says, "All praise to God, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. It is by His great mercy that we have been born again, because God raised Jesus Christ from the dead. Now we live with great expectation." I'm going to say that again. Now, praise God, we live with great expectation. And verse 4 says, "And we have a priceless inheritance, an inheritance that is kept in heaven just for you and just for me, that is pure and undefiled beyond the reach of change and decay. It will not be destroyed." In other words, nothing can hurt it. In verse 5 it says, and through your faith, God is protecting you by His power until you receive this salvation, which is ready to be revealed on the last day for all to see. In verse 6, so be truly glad. He says, and I capitalize that, to be truly glad, be excited, be happy that there is a wonderful day ahead, even though you must endure many trials while you're here on this earth. And we need to be thankful that our Father has equipped us to be overcomers and to be the one who gets the victory.
Speak the word to your body. Speak the word to your mind. Speak the word to every circumstance that mountain can't stand.
And with that special word, we've come to the end of our broadcast today with author, Bible teacher, and speaker, Pastor Joanne Ramsey, here on Speak the Word. In just a moment, Pastor Joe will be back with a special closing thought. Speak the Word is a listener-supported ministry. Contributions from listeners like you enable us to continue bringing you this program each day. Learn how you can connect and support Speak the Word Ministries on the web at speakthewordministry.net. It's secure and easy to make a tax-deductible donation to Speak the Word Ministries with your debit or credit card. Our ministry telephone number is 855-505-2297. That's 855-505-2297. We're excited to tell you about Pastor Joe's book titled, The Weapons of a Warrior, A Soldier's Handbook for Spiritual Warfare. When you're in a faith battle, are you prepared to stand with God at all costs, especially during turbulent times? Pastor Joe lays out a step-by-step plan that every believer can use to overcome opposition, including important measures to see your full potential in Christ. Just ask for a copy of The Weapons of a Warrior by Pastor Joanne Ramsey when you send a gift of any amount to Speak the Word Ministry. Here's how you can request your copy. Our ministry telephone number is 855-505-2297. Or you can order the book by sending a contribution in the mail to Speak the Word Ministry, Box 9175, Virginia Beach, Virginia, 23450. You can also email Pastor Joe directly at Pastor Joe, that's J-O, at speakthewordministry.net. And now, here's Pastor Joe with the closing prayer.
Father, I praise you and I thank you, for according to your word, we're not of this earth. We're just strangers and sojourners passing by. Give us, O Lord, the wisdom to focus on the things above and not on all these things that are going on around us. There are so many things that are being taught and prophesied in the world today, but you have told us to focus on the things above since we've been raised to a new life with Christ, to set our sights on the realities of heaven, where Christ sits in the place of honor. Give us the grace and the courage, Lord, to not get lost in despair, but to continue to believe in you and keep on believing in you. Lord, you said, let not our heart be troubled, that you will never leave us or forsake us like orphans, and that you will return. And all who have accepted you, Lord Jesus, will see heaven. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen and amen.
From Pastor Joe and all of us at Speak the Word Ministries, we're glad you've joined us today. Once again, thanks for listening. Join us next time on Speak the Word.
Speak the word to every circumstance that mountain can't stand. Against the word of God. Against the word.